The other extreme is, what do you do patients with truly locally advanced disease? And I don't think the techniques that are available have changed enormously over the years, but I think it's really important for many treating physicians to understand that there are things that we can do that are perhaps a little bit more aggressive that can produce very good results in patients with locally advanced non-metastatic tumors. And so the way we often treat these patients is start them off with upfront radiation and chemotherapy, take them to surgery, attempt to resect the disease as well as possible, but adding additional radiation at the time of surgery in the form of intraoperative radiation therapy. It's not a brand new technique. It's been around. I've personally used it since the early 1980s. But it's an approach that for selected patients with locally advanced disease, I think can improve outcomes. The data, unfortunately, are not as convincing as they could be because randomized studies have not been done on this group of patients. But it gives another tool that we can use for patients who have or are very high risk of having some residual disease after surgery.
How do you actually do the procedure?
There are a couple of different ways. What we do at UNC is the patient has the operation. We have a special machine that's in the operating room. The operation is done. The radiation oncologist is there at the appropriate time. And there's a cylinder that's actually placed. We have a whole series of cylinders that's placed directly over the site of high risk for tumor involvement. The accelerator that's in the room is then mounted to this cylinder. So the beam is directed right down on the cylinder. The cylinder acts both as a normal tissue retractor to keep normal tissues outside of the field and at the same time confines the radiation beam within it. And then everyone steps out of the room for a couple of minutes with monitoring the anesthesia from outside the room. And in about 2 minutes, one can give fairly high doses of radiation, which is really concentrated on that specific area of concern.
What kind of dose?
Typically, doses in the range of an additional 1,000 to 1,500 centigrades, which given in a single fraction is worth biologically more than that.
What about oxaliplatin off protocol in these patients?
We have not been using oxaliplatin off protocol. I think the data are very preliminary to do that off study, so we have not been doing that.